Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 6, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit that ends today here in Washington, D.C.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
I understand that the sanctions that are imposed on entities in Zimbabwe, these are targeted sanctions, right? But then we've come to a point in time where we as young Africans are failing to, you know, properly engage in business with US-based entities because there hasn't been that clarity. These entities believe that Zimbabwe is under sanctions. The point of emphasis really is that as young Africans, we want to converse with other business entities here in the US, and if these sanctions are really targeted, then in honest truth, they aren't supposed to hamper the business that we're trying to engage in, the development that we're talking about.
Let's see if we can refine them further based on some of the things you're talking about. It may be that you and a group of entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe are able to meet with us and propose certain projects that allow us to say, this is something that will advance as opposed to retard the progress for the Zimbabwean people.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit that is expected to end today here in Washington, D.C.
U.S. President Barack Obama, who is currently meeting with the African leaders, said the continent that has some of the world's fastest growing economies, a growing middle class, and the youngest and fastest growing population on Earth will help shape the future of the world as never before.
Zimbabwean businessmen Strive Masiwa and young Takunda Chingonzo also had the opportunity to address the summit, though not as the country's official representatives. President Robert Mugabe and three other African leaders accused of human rights violations were not invited.
So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, it's 001-202-619-2077.
And please note that Studio 7 is now on WhatsApp. Find us on 1-202-465-0318. Send us any messages, questions, information, suggestions, and even pictures. Don't forget to give us your name so that we can save it in our database. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Chris.
Yebo kambeke lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sikhangela umhlangano omkhulu, umhlangano wakuqala oyenziwe lapha eMelika. Sikhuluma nje ulokhu uqhubekela phambili usenziwa lapho kunxuswe khona inkokheli yamazwe e-Africa ngumongameli Barack Obama. Inkokheli le ngeyamazwe afika wona phose amachumi amahlanu ayi 47. Umongameli Robert Mugabe ngomunye wabantu abanganxuswanga, inkokheli ye-Africa enganxuswanga, ngoba umongameli Barack Obama uthi yena hatshi kumele umongameli Mugabe aqale alungisise ilungelo labantu lokunye okunjalo, yiko ke engamnxusanga. Kodwa ke bakhona abalutshwana nje abamele iZimbabwe, sikhangeleke umuntu usomabhizimusi owaziwayo kakhulu, umnikazi we-Econet, umnumzana Strive Masiwa. Sike sebona njalo lomunye osakhulayo ophiwe ithuba lokukhuluma lo mongameli Barack Obama izolo, waze wamtshela yena ngodaba oluhluphayo, udaba lwama-sanctions. wasekhuluma njalo lokuthi kuyaphazamisa amabhizimusi ukuthi kube lama sanctions la abathi wona hachi kawaso umuntu wonke ngama targeted ukutsho ukuthi wona ngama sanctions amele enqabele abantu abanjengomongameli Mugabe lenye inkokheli yeZANU-PF Jonga
Wongu vatereri nasi tiri kukurukura nenye musangano mukuru wanga uchitiruka kuno kwa Amerika. Uchapera nasi. We watungamiri we kwa Afrika. Pamwe ne mutungamiri wa Amerika va Barack Obama. Kwa Afrika wakaka va watungamiri wanoshika makumi mana ne va pfumbamwe. Kotiwo muno mu Amerika. Varu kupiwo mikana ye kusangana wachikurukura nenye adze mabizimusi. Nyadze kuzvichengetedza dzinganzi security nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinobata bata mabhizimusi anoitwa pakati penyika mbiri vachida kuti vanga vachivhura mikana inoita kuti vanhu vese vawane mikana yakaenzana kwete kuti Africa ndiyo yoga inenge ichinzi iri kutumira zvinhu kuno America ichizenge yakutsvagawo zvimwe ichiendesa kune vamwe kana kutsvaga kune vamwe kana kuti zvichiitawo kuti America yonge iri yoga inenge ichitumira zvinhu kuAfrica Africa kana yakutengesa izvitsvagawo vamwewo vasiri America ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kukurukurwa Zimbabwe mutungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe havana kukwanisa kunga vachiuya kuno vanonzi havana kukokwa nezvikonzero zvinonzi neAmerica aiwa vamwe vatungamiri vari muAfrica vari kunzi vari kutyora kodziro dzevanhu asi pamusangano wepakakwanisa kunge pachiuyawo zvishora zveZimbabwe zvakakwanisa kutaurawo zvikasimudza mureza weZimbabwe vaStrive Masiwa munowaziva zvakanyanya ndo mukuru weEconet inopa nhare mbozha kotiwo zvakare mumwe wechidiki ari munyayawo dzemasaisai kambani yake weichinzi Saisai anonzi iye Takunda Chingonzo akatokwanisa kuwana mukana nezuro wekukurukura kwemaminitsi makumi matatu navaBarack Obama vachitaura nenyaya dzemabhizimusi pamwe nezvirango zvinonzi zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe asi vaObama vachitaiwa zvakatemerwa vanhu vamwe vanoita zvokunongedzwa vari muZimbabwe asi mukomana uyu aikurudzirawo kuti aiwa zvirango izvi zvakukanganisawo kana vari pasi vari kusimukawo saiye vari kutanga mabhizimusi ndiwo misangano yanga ichiitwa kuno yakangosiyana siyana kwemazuva matatu tine vatori vedu enhau vanga vari kumusangano ikoko vachibata bata variko Blessing Zulu na Gibbs Dube tinani zvakare
yes today we also have Sydney Chisi our guest who's going to be joining us in fact is now on the line hi there Sydney Mr. Chisi
can you hear me
yes I can now how are you Mr. Chisi
I'm very fine how are you keeping
No, we're keeping fine. You are live on Live Talk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Jonga.
Blessing Zulu, muri kutinzwa zvakanaka here muri kumusangano uku?
Aiwa, tiri kukunzwa zvakanaka chose.
Yeah, Gibbs Dube uyazwa?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Jonga kona mapho kutshona njani mfowethu?
Nichonile baba, siyabonga kakhulu. Totanga nekuti timbonzwa kone miwa komana vari kumusangano ku US Summit kuti zvizva tora nzvimbo mumasikata ano mushure mekunge mambotipakurira zvanga zvichiitika mangwanani
vatungamiri venyika dzemuAfrica vari kuno kubva kunyika makumi mana nenomwe vari kuenderera mberi vachiita iwo musangano nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vabva nevamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende yavo saka misangano iri pari zvino taka mirira kudai kunzwa kuti zvii zviri kubuda kubva kumisangano iyoyi uye vamwe vemabhizimisi vemuAmerica nemuAfrica vari kuenderawo mberi vachiitawo misangano yekuona kuti vanganyorerana zvibvumirano sei panyaya dzekudyidzana nekuvamba mabhizimisi muAmerica pamwe nemuAfrica
Mr. Dube, may you just update us on what happened this afternoon?
Now we went for a photo session with where there was President Barack Obama and all the African leaders, and what was noticeable was that obviously President Robert Mugabe was not there because he was not invited for the summit. So what is clear is that Mr. Obama wants issues to be tackled in Africa and USA in one way that he says is a question of not talking. But the leaders are here to take action. That's what he said about 3 hours ago. So he was actually addressing, a meeting of the African leaders. So he went further to say that what is important is to create jobs and perhaps strengthen governance in African countries. At the same time, Mr. Obama noted that there is every reason to actually deepen security cooperation against, common threats. And here, I think he was talking about Al-Shabaab and all those kind of militias that are in some African countries. So then, at the same time, the president's wife, Michelle Obama, also deliberated today at a conference, or let me say at a forum titled Investing in Our Future, you know, a symposium on, empowering women and girls. At that particular place, she said that there's every need to empower women and girls, which is, according to her and according to the whole world, something that is very crucial. You know, girls play a very crucial role in society. And she also said that women, too, deserve to be actually empowered. And I think lastly, what she noted is that there are roughly about 500 young leaders who are here under YALI, or now what is called the Mandela Washington Fellowship. So she was saying that these youngsters, they need to be empowered. At the same time, with Mr. Strive Masiwa, who actually went on the podium today, but there was nothing that we could get out of that kind of, a forum that he was at, because all our systems here actually collapsed, and there was nothing that we could hear. So I think that's where we are, and after about an hour from here, we are going to the State Department, where there will be some sessions about peace and regional stability. So I think in the next few hours, we should be also going to the same place for the press conference, where President Obama will be addressing the press. Over to you, Jonga.
Thank you, Gibbs. Chris.
Yebo kambe silo umlaleli lapha ongwenya uMoven Ngwenya oselupane kunjani ngwenya
Ya sabona kunjani
Ye siyaphila hayi lamhlanje uChris Gande kaSodube
uChris lezintambo ni hey yesikhiphe ndoda yerathi na izindaba yakho ayinjwe
Hello
Ya
so
amadoda ayiphila
Ya ungasiphi imbono yakho ngodaba lolo olwe summit le engaphe eMelika ngabe?
Yeah, lokho sikhangela lapho ukuthi lapha ke sikubona summit yakho nalemibuzo ebeyibiza amadedela. Yabona amadedela njabo sizisiwa la mhla ukuthi konje lo. La madedela abonise ubuqhawe beAfrica ngoba iAfrica kahle kahle sina sibe into zethu. Labo abantu ba singathi ngama-American ngazi ukuba sikhuphelani bona ngabe bayazama ngemizamo yabo bayazama ngayo kodwa umuntu yabo yena le ukuthi babe ngabasekulisi kodwa la madoda atshengisile ngoba ukhuluma kwawo ncane ngifunda khona lapho ngabona ukukhuluma kwabo bekhuluma la wafama ngoba indoda leyozifama ngabona izibi ikhanda ayibhayiza ukuthi uhluphe nanto olukhona kakhulu omntana kakhulu ontanga ayitesinga nesithile kanzima kakhulu ngoba ufunda sibesifundile kodwa khona lo ukuthi siinveste bona bazoinvesta kithi na endele bengainvesta beze sibe kukhuza wonke behambisele abasafunda ukuzwa ngathi i-Afrika lapho kudlalelwa khona kuphile i-Afrika hhayi thina sibesile abanqobi amadoda asebenzile lawo siyabongi lawo nalapho
hhayi kuyezwakala hhayi sibongile ube lela ngelihle
Alright,
ubusuku obuhle. Oh, so kulibusa. Hayi kuyezwakala ube lobusuku obuhle.
Hayi, kanye kanje.
Okay. Now, Mr. Chisi, are you there?
Yes, I'm around.
Okay, Mr. Chisi, yesterday was a big moment for Zimbabwe here in the US, if you consider that we have a 21-year-old student who managed to say things which some people have been trying to say to America for the past 20 years or so. But in 15 minutes, he managed to elicit a positive answer regarding the issue of sanctions. And that's a young man called Takunda Chingonzo. How did that news filter into Zimbabwe, and what was the reaction of people in Zimbabwe?
I think when we woke up this morning, it was like another new set of a dream, where you would find that given the status that Barack Obama holds in the world, and you find a village boy from Zimbabwe having an opportunity of having not just an interview, but having a time to make sure that he articulates some of the things that are regarded as controversial in terms of definition, especially when you look at the definition of sanctions, but also having an opportunity of articulating and locating the Zimbabwean space, with Zimbabwe within the space of not only governance, but also the global world of business. And for us today, the Facebook pages of connections, the Yali alumni space, the Mandela Washington group space were filled with none other than Kundai, and we salute him and we say big up to the things that he has done, but also at the same initiative, hoping that his sentiments reflect the sentiments of an ordinary Zimbabwean who has not really got the clear definition of what is the difference between sanctions, restrictive measures, travel bans, or targeted sanctions. And I'm sure that the results that got out of Barack Obama and the answer that got out of Barack Obama were sufficient enough of then trying to make sure that within the context of the answer that he got, how then do we redefine the space and location and the new way forward for Zimbabwe's business, especially if we need our economy to come out of the doldrums that it is in right now.
Hmm. I think that sounds very interesting, and the way you explained that Zimbabweans received this news that one of their own managed to sit for 30 minutes with President Barack Obama and also asked the question of sanctions, as Chris earlier raised. But Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube, I don't know who can pick this question here. There at the summit, how did other Zimbabweans who are also attending the summit reacted to the news that Chingozo managed to sit down with President Obama and asked him this question of sanctions?
Indeed, it was a proud moment for Zimbabwe, judging from the fact that Mr. Mugabe has been excluded, and to have a 21-year-old Zimbabwean having that opportunity to talk to Obama made Zimbabweans who are here very, very proud.
Okay. Back to you, Mr. Chisi. What really struck me when I woke up this morning was the government media. The state media, I didn't see much of this story. But if you see it, this is a global kind of story for Zimbabwe. It's nonpartisan. But what seems to be happening here?
I think what is very critical to understand, if you want to go back into history a bit, in 2010, myself, Masimba Nyamanindi, and Cleopatra Ngovu were the inaugural Yali participants, and I had a personal opportunity of asking the same question to the same person, and the answer that we got was a bit different. But I think then it is in the essence of the answers that came out of Barack Obama that would catch the international media's attention. When I asked him about his intention of continuously maintaining sanctions on Zimbabwe at the expense of a government that would then use the same sanctions to continue playing a blame game when it fails to deliver, I think his first answer from that discussion was that he was heartbroken by Zimbabwe. And the whole world took up that as a front page headline to say, Barack Obama heartbroken by Zimbabwe. And then it also got to the attention of the Zimbabweans back home, especially those in the state or in the state machinery, to say, what could have prompted Barack Obama to answer something on Zimbabwe in that manner? And the state, the state media back home here in Zimbabwe then spinned my question to say, my question was rhetoric. I was asking an obvious question, expecting an obvious answer to get an obvious international attention. So you find that at the end of the day, what Kundai did was basically to talk to issues in a vacuum to which the sanctions debate has begun to collapse. Reality is beginning to creep in not only in the minds of Zimbabweans themselves, but also in the minds of the leadership, to understand that Zimbabwean's problems are now a bit distant from the original sanctions debate. Hence, trying to amplify it would then mean that you are now singing to a tune to which the world is beginning to look at it as not an issue. So for media to begin to amplify it, it can only be amplified on the basis of a Zimbabwean having met Barack Obama, not necessarily as a Zimbabwean having asked about the sanctions debate, because that sanctions debate has been corrupted. It has been made to be very partisan in terms of how it is defined, but also people have begun to look at other issues as the cause of the economic decline, which is not necessarily the sanctions. Mm. So whilst the question could have been proper, but I think the focus was not supposed to be based on the presence or the absence of President Robert Mugabe, because I remember very well in 2010 when Africa was celebrating 50 years of independence, Robert Mugabe was not invited.
Mr.
So
Chisi,
it's not an issue which can actually affect us at that point, at this point in time.
Mr. Chisi, please stay on the line. We have a caller, Mr. Felix, or Mkoma Felix, Waruk, South Africa. Mkoma Felix, maswera say.
Taswera, maswera.
Taswera, tine urombo kuti tambokuti mumire paro nare kweka nguwa asi, mukana ndiwenyu, tipe hii, zvamunoda kutaura.
Okay. Ngirinda fara chaizvo nevaruma wa Strive Masiwa, mukomana uyu handinonya kunzwa zita rake.
Takunda Chimozho.
Vakomana awawa, wagona kumiririra Zimbabwe yese pakuti. Vanhu vari kutova mugabe vari pamasanctions havakwanisi kuenda kumeeting handidi. Asi paifana kuwana munhuwo anova advisor kuti ngatitorei munhu asiri pamasanctions list anomiririra hurumende, anonomira ikoko obvunza mibvunzo yese inofanira kunge ichibvunzwa, uyezve anotaura nemabhizinesses. Mabhizinesses emaamerica asi magovernment businesses. Munogona kuita strike a deal nevanhu vasiri mugovernment vasinei nezvepolitics. Nyika yedu yosimukira. Zvino vanhu vanogoda kumira nekuti masanctions, uye mukati masanctions zvinopruva kuti isusu hatigone kuzvimiririra tega.
Mukoma Felix, musati maenda kure, naenda ngokubatai muromo kuti aiwa, hongu America vanhu vemabhizimusi vanozviitira vasiri pasi pehurumende, asi pane mutemo weAmerica unobata kana kusunga kuti makambani emuno asadyidzane nehurumende yeZimbabwe, vachiti Zimbabwe inonzi inotyora kodzero dzevanhu. Saka pane mutemo utoripo wekuti vemabhizimusi vemuno havagone kuutyora. Kana mamboteerera masikati vaObama vavimbisa kuti vachagara pasi kuti vaone kuti nyaya iyoyi ingaitwa sei kuti makambani anga achidyidzana nevanhu. Asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda kwamaita pachirongwa. Tata akuda kuti tichimbopa mukana Chris kune zvataurwa navaObama pamusoro pemusangano uri kuitwa iwoyo. Maita basa Mukoma Felix, moramba muchiteerera kuchirongwa.
Yes,
so we come together this week because even as the continent faces significant challenges, as I said last night, I believe a new Africa is emerging with some of the world's fastest growing economies, a growing middle class, and the youngest and fastest growing population on earth. Africa will help shape the world as never before.
Of course, Jonga, those were the voice, that there was a voice of President Barack Obama. And as you know, today he is wrapping up this summit, the first one that has brought almost all the African leaders to the United States. And some people, of course, are saying that this is a direct competition with China, which has also held a similar summit, Jonga.
Blessing Zulu, ungatiudzawo kuti mashoko ataurwa naobama masikati avataura kuti dare ravo remakurukota richaumba komiti mukati megore nemwedzi mitanhatu ichange ichitarisa kuti vangadyidzana sei neAfrica, hanzi ikomiti yavo nachipanga mazano, zvii zvavanga vachiedza kunyatsotsanangura ipapa?
Chavanga wachedza kutaura ndechekuti kazhinji vanhu vanowanzogununguna kuti panoitwa misangano yakadai vatungamiri vanongouya vachidyika zvaunorivha vanhu vachinonga svosve nemuromo kunyika dzavanenge vabva. Nekudaro vaobhama vati vari kuita izvi kuitira kuti musangano usangova musangano wekutaura nekuti muromo hauzaririwi nerwizi. Vati varida kuti ivo dare ravo remakurukota rione kuti zvatenderanwa kuti zvichange zvichiitwa zvaitwa. Nekudaro ndo saka vati paumbwe komiti iyoyi nebazi rehurumende yavo rinoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika.
Chris.
Okay, Mr. Zulu. Now let's go to Mr. Dube. Gibbs, kunjani ba?
Yeah, mphilile Chris uthini kona?
Ah, mina ngiright Mthembo Zithemba kunjani kona hapo?
Hayi ngapha ku right sibili indlala kuphela mfowethu.
Ah, indlala lina lilabo Obama. Ya ungasitela nje ngama feature ukuthi be kunjani ke lamhlanje.
Yeah, esingakhuluma ngakho ke Chris kakhulu ukuthi okungani kumqoka ukuthi uMongameli Obama ye ubetshela umphakathi sibili ukuthi okumele kwenzakale ukuthi kube lobudlelwane ophezulu phakathi kwe-Africa ne-America. Ngokukhuluma kwakhe uthi okumele kukhangelwe kakhulu ukuthi kulungiswe ezomsebenzi. Kungalungiswa ezomsebenzini-ke sokukhangelela khona okokuthiwa ngokwe-trade ubudlelwane phakathi kwe-Africa ne-Melika. Okunye njalo uthi kumele amazwe e-Africa alungise khona okokuthiwa i-governance ukuthi phela abanye babusa ngochuku siyakwazi ukuthi kulamanye amazwe ukuthi nxa ungangena khona sokumele uhlale ugijima kuphela. Kwesokubuya njalo ke sowakhuluma njalo nangesecurity ukuthi kulamazwe lapho kule ungazani kulemvikela umvukela ongazani uyamangalisa kakhulu. Xa sikhuluma khonapho sikhuluma yabo El Shabab kwesokubuya lokunye nje okuhluphayo ikakhulu e-West Africa le North Africa. Kwesokubuya njalo ukukhuluma kwakhe sifile Chris bengani uya qongosela ukuthi i-Africa le Melika kumele bayidlelane ngendlela ukuthi kuphela kubhalansi uyabona. Nxa ukuthi i-Africa inika iMelika okunye okuthize kumele la iMelika inike i-Africa kubhalansi kube njalo. Sizwile njalo lokuthi uStrive Masiwa ube kumele ukuthi akhulume namhlanje kodwa kasabuya ngakangako. Kodwa nxa sesikhangela njalo futhi Chris uMichelle Obama yena umkaBarack Obama ukhulumile sibili kusymposium yabomama lamantombazana. Kunangale ke ukhulume kakhulu ngokuthi kumele kuncedwe abasakhulayo ikakhulu amankazana labo mama njalo ukuthi labo bathuthuke. Waphinda njalo wathi Chris Hunt kulabo labo abafana lamankazana ababuyayo lapha abangu 500 abe young leaders fellowship lana kuzokuthiwa iMandela Washington fellowship for young African leaders wathi kumele bancediswe phela badingwele imali badingwele izinto ezinjalo kwenza ukuthi bathuthuke. Sizwile ke umfanyana lapha uTakunda Chingonzo lo okhulumileyo Obama izolo kuthiwa ke abafana abanjalo bakhaliphile so kumethi ngabayanikwa izimali banikwa into ezinjalo kwenza ukuthi bathuthuke. So ke osokuyenzakala kathesi Chris ukuthi sokumele sifike e-US State Department khonangale siye kuzwa ukuthi bathini Obama nxa sokukhulunywa ngodabulo lweZimbabwe. Sizazama ukuthi sibazame lathi kuphonga unyikinya ukuthi balikhulume ngalo ukuthi sizothi uhamba njani.
Ye kodwa njengoba usitsho wena ukubana kukhanya lukhona uncedo oluzatholakala ikakhulu ukubona labo abeyali abeyoung African leaders. Manje sizwa abanye abafana lo jaha lo okhulumile uTakunda Chingonzo lo ukubana bayaswela uncedo ngenxa yama-sanctions. Manje kuzahamba njani la?
Lapho kuhlupha khona khonapho sibilo nxa umzwe kahle uMnumzana Obama uthe ukuthi kunikwe uncedo olunjalo emazweni anjengeZimbabwe kungazani-ke kuyakhathaza kodwa kule ndlela okungawukwa ngayo ukuthi kuthiwe kule committee le ezabe ibe khona ukuthi ibekhangikhangela ukuthi kambe kungancedwa njani lapha lalaphaya. Kodwa-ke uphinde futhi wakhuluma u-Obama ukuthi nxa bekhona osomabhizinisi
abangamncedo bamba kancane nje lapha would like to inform our listeners that we are now switching over. Those who are catching us on the radio, we are saying goodbye to you for tonight. Good night. And those who are online, please do stand by for this very brief break.